You're listening to Central Nebraska's news source. I'm Dave Burney, and I have Earl Hansen with me, a familiar name in this part of the woods. Earl Hansen, a longtime promoter of the deer hide collection through the Elks Lodge. And Earl is here today to talk to us about it. And I know, first of all, you wanted to thank people for helping in years past, and then we'll look at this year. Earl, who did you want to thank today?
I'd like to thank Myrna Pack for donating the deer hides. He donated probably 600 deer hides last year to us. I'd like Thomas McCaslin of Gateway Motors for putting our box out on the north end of the car lot, and also thank Thomas for lending his equipment to help load deer hides and get things around. I'd like to thank Mick Clark and Monty Clark for use of their trailers to haul deer back and forth, hides back and forth from Myrna the Broken Bow. I've got four real good guys that help me salt deer hides, and that's Dick Taylor, Gary Wright, Mick Clark, and Monty Clark. They don't let me do much work anymore, but they say I'm getting too old, but that's besides the point. And I'd like to thank all the deer hunters last year. We had, the state of Nebraska had 1,249 deer hides last year, and we come in third in the nation for deer hides. And that was real good. We come up from seventh. But we'd like to do a little better this year, but so.
You bet.
Trying to think anything else.
Okay. Well, it does take a few people to make something happen, and this has been very successful. Now let's kind of go through the process here again, kind of let people know how this all works, Earl, because you have to have the cooperation of these volunteers, the hunters, and all the people that are involved to get those deer hides to where they need to be, right?
Tennessee closed their rendering plant where we had it done for the last many years. And now this year we have got to send our deer hides clear to New York to get them taken care of, which is a very expensive deal. We make gloves out of these deer hides, and a deer hide will make one to two pairs of gloves out of a deer hide. Our deer hides up here in the state of Nebraska is probably the top of the line for deer hides. They're heavy, they're and really good quality because of the cold weather. You get down in Arkansas, down there, you can see through their deer hides. They're that thin.
Mm-hmm.
But we make gloves out of them. We make summertime gloves, and we make wintertime gloves. If you want to see what the gloves look like, walk by Chapin Furniture down there, and they're sitting in the window down there in a box. There's summertime gloves and wintertime gloves that we make. And those gloves have never had a pair of hands in them. Really remarkable how nice and soft they are.
Yeah, I bet. And so do they go up for sale? Do they go for a cause? What are they used for?
They go to the hospitals for people in the wheelchairs that they can. Yeah, them gloves are specially padded in the hand where they can grip the wheels of the wheelchair, and they go for the wheelchair patients in the hospitals. They are very expensive gloves if you want to buy a pair. One year at the state convention, we had a lady that was betting on a pair of gloves, and she paid $300 for them. I told her I couldn't sell mine for that.
So they go for people who run their wheelchairs, the wheels, and it pads their hands with that deer hide and the padding.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a wonderful cause. And today happens to be Veterans Day, today that we're recording this interview. And I would imagine some of those gloves get to veterans as well.
Yes.
So that's great.
They're the ones that make these gloves and stuff. When it comes out of the rendering plant, they're clean. These hides are just as nice and soft, and no hair, no fat, no nothing on them. And they go to the workshops where they make these gloves.
And the veterans make those?
Yes.
Okay, so not only may they use them, they make them.
Right.
Okay, so that's a great program. So the deer hunters go out, harvest the deer, they go to the packer, in this case up at Myrna, then the hides come down, and you guys pack them up and salt them and get them ready to go.
They come to my garage, we salt the deer hides. Evans Feed, thank to him, he furnishes all the salt. Last year he furnished 59 bags of salt to salt deer hides.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And he furnishes all the salt, and which if you get right down thinking about it, you don't think, well, think a bag of salt. Well, you take about $5 or $6 for a bag of salt and time 59, you can see how much money he donated to the lodge. He does not take a dime of money, because I've told him, if it gets too expensive, we'll help him out and buy some salt. But that's his donation to the lodge every year.
That's fantastic. Doesn't surprise us, though. Mike does a lot of that sort of thing, so that's good.
And a lot of this work, nobody sees what goes on, because it's pretty much all done at night and round behind where nobody ever think about looking.
Yeah.
We store our gloves. We store all our deer hides down in Ansley at Rich Sherbeck's building down there until this year we got they're going to bring in a big trailer or a semi to load these hides on to ship them to New York.
That's fantastic. That's how that all works. It's amazing.
When I call these deer hides in, people bring their deer hides to Ansley. I know when they're coming. I got the forklift down there. I just drive up, I unload them, and said thank you, and they're on their way back home. Probably most of them ain't there over 15 minutes unloading.
Lots of wheels in motion, a lot of volunteers, all for a good thing. The veterans take these hides and make the gloves out of them to use to motivate the wheelchair. And this is through the Elks Lodge. And, of course, you mentioned for the deer hunters out there, is there any designation they need to make when they take them to the packer, or is that just between you and the packer as far as the hides go?
The hides come to me first.
Okay.
Then I get them all crated up and call all the deer hides in. We have 19 lodges in the state of Nebraska, the Elks does. And I get hold of all the ERs in these lodges, and they bring all their hides to us. We're in the middle of the state where these people do not have to drive a great distance. We used to have to deliver our hides clear down in the eastern part of Nebraska. And I'll tell you what, that could be a drive. That's a whole day's job.
Yeah.
But we took over the deer hide program a few years ago. Ted Sherbeck and I did. And he done the telephone calling and I done the footwork until he left me in charge. He passed away. There's a lot of work that nobody sees that goes on into this.
Well, it's fantastic. Now, the box that you mentioned is at Thomas Gateway Motors, right?
Yeah, Thomas McCaslin.
And where's that located again?
Gateway Motors, it's on the north end between Gateway Motors and the Armory.
Okay.
There's a box there, says Elks Deer Hide Drop, and it's right underneath of a light. It's lit it all night there, so people won't be falling down, getting hurt or anything. So that's where the box is. And then I got one box at the taxidermist.
Okay.
I think his is Mean Green or something like mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
And there's a box there, too. And I checked it when I checked these boxes twice a day when it's deer season. I drove 800 and some miles last year hauling deer hide, checking deer boxes, and everything.
Wow. So it all starts this weekend.
Deer season starts from the 16th to the 24th.
Okay. And deer hunters who are out there skinning their own deer, they can bring the hides to that location, locations that
you've heard. I live at 1335 South F. If they want to, that's just a block off the highway, and it's just a block south of the Catholic Church and a block east. They can bring them right to my yard and throw them there by the tree or front of my garage. It don't make no difference. They're taken care of.
All right. You'll check them, make sure that they're taken care
of. Yep.
All right. Earl Hansen, our guest, getting ready for the deer hide collection coming up during deer season. Earl, thanks so much for talking to us, and thanks for all the work that you put in and all the other volunteers put into this worthy cause. We appreciate it.
And I thank KCNI for letting us do this.
Our pleasure.